earth, and sky.
Well, I think gestures might help children learn. And in fact, encouraging parents to gesture to their children, I think, is a good thing.
You are listening to psychologist Susan Golden Meadow of the University of Chicago. Golden Meadow led research that found that children have a bigger vocabulary when they're raised by parents who actively gesture, point, wave, and nod.
We've looked at children from a wide demographic range, and we found that children at 14 months already look different.
Golden Meadow also discovered a connection between gesturing and socioeconomic status, or SES. She and her colleagues videotaped 50 children talking and gesturing with their families, whose education and incomes varied.
Children from high SES homes gesture more. Actually, they produce more different kinds of meanings with their gestures at 14 months than children from low SES homes. Those gestures go on to predict the size of the children's vocabulary at 54 months, their spoken vocabularies.
Preschool vocabulary, said Golden Meadow, is a key indicator of how successful they'll be in school.
We can trace those gestures in the children back to the way the parents gesture at 14 months. So parents in high SES families tend to produce more different kinds of meanings with their gestures than parents who are from lower SES families.
Gestures don't have to be anything new for parents to learn. They can just use their hands more when they talk to their kids. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.